News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You will have heard that Donald Trump is expected to visit Ireland next month. Stops to include Dublin and his Doonbeg resort in Clare for the Irish Open. There are likely to be protests, and some of those protests are going to be at least contributed to, if not led, by People Before Profit. And from there, we have Paul Murphy, TD. Paul, what kind of protests do you intend to get involved in? And B, what effect do you think they'll have?
Yeah, well, firstly, obviously, there are no shortage of reasons to protest against Donald Trump. He is hitting people in their pockets here. He is personally responsible by his attacks on Iran for driving up fuel prices, the cost of living for people. He obviously is responsible for the killing of thousands of people in Iran. He has contributed to, supported, armed, funded the ongoing genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. He's rolled back environmental regulations in a very serious way, expanded oil and gas exploration. We're all going to pay the price for that, as are our children and our grandchildren. There's Irish Americans, tens of thousands of them, as well as other undocumented people living in America in fear, can't go home at Christmas time because of ICE, which is literally shooting people in the streets. You can add to that his misogyny, both personally and politically, his support for the far right.
Okay, and I think quite the vast majority of people. Let's get to the protest.
And we could go on basically all day. I mean, this guy represents all that is bad in the world, and he's the most powerful man in the world, and he's dragging it into really an absolute disaster, and ordinary people pay the price. So the purpose of the protest will be to send a message to him, but most importantly, send a message to people in America and people around the world that, unlike our government, Irish people, ordinary Irish people, don't go in for bootlicking of Donald Trump, and we're going to robustly oppose these series of horrendous policies that ordinary people pay the price for.
Now, here's the thing, Paul. He's very good in previous instances, like when you look at when he visited Scotland. He's very good at planning his itineraries to make sure that he doesn't have a motorcade passing obvious protests. So a lot of people end up standing with a lot of placards, not having much impact. How do you avoid that happening?
Sure. And I think the Irish government may well try and facilitate him in that, in terms of keeping protesters away. What it looks like at the moment is that he will be in Dublin, on arriving in Dublin on Saturday, the 12th of September. And so that looks like the day that a major protest will be organised. I was at a meeting last week of the Irish Neutrality League, which agreed to initiate a protest. We're reaching out to, you know, all sorts of groups, environmental groups, workers' rights groups, women's rights organisations, anti-war organisations, to come together with a broad coalition with a basic theme of no welcome for Trump. And I think the idea will be to have a massive protest, and I think it will be massive.
Well, do you think, Saturday, because I wonder if, I think back to the George W. Bush protest, where I think there was tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people took to the street, because there was still a fairly vibrant passion being felt at the time. Are people now jaded in respect of Donald Trump?
I think it's true that some people are demoralized by the fact that, look, we've had genocide in Palestine for 2.5 years. The majority of people in the world are opposed to it, but very clearly we don't live in a truly democratic society, and people like Trump are able to continue to do it. But I do think the actual presence of Trump himself, a man who embodies, you know, the most barbaric features of the current system, will enrage people, will drive people to come out to protest. And I think people can see there is a purpose to it. It's important that when Donald Trump's visit is reported in America, is reported around the world, he's not just reported as meeting various dignitaries and playing golf and meeting golfers and so on, but it's shown that, oh, right, geez, Irish people are against Trump. They don't agree with Shannon Airport being used by the US military. They don't agree with the Irish government refusing to condemn his bombing of Iran. They don't agree with the Irish government's attendance at this recent event organized by the US administration against so-called radical left terrorism, which is really part of a new red scare being unleashed in America. Okay. Because people like Zoran Mandani and Democratic Socialists of America are doing well in elections.
Paul, thank you very much for your time this morning. Paul Murphy, TD there from People Before Profit.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.